This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The Federal Reserve Board wraps up a meeting today in Washington, which means this afternoon we'll find out what the Fed plans to do next for the economy. The central bank is expected to continue its low interest rate policy and its aggressive monetary easing. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The Fed has been pumping money into the economy for the past 4 years, buying $85 billion worth of U.S. bonds each month. The thinking is when there's that much cash sloshing around, interest rates will stay low. That'll encourage consumers to buy houses and cars. Len Blum is managing partner at Westwood Capital. He expects the Fed to just continue what it's doing.
The status quo right now probably makes sense. You know, there just seems to be more risk to not continuing than to continuing.
But don't expect the Fed to step on the gas anymore to stimulate economic growth. Former Fed economist Ken Cutner doesn't think the Fed's Open Market Committee will try to push interest rates any lower because that would encourage risk-taking, which could lead to another bubble.
I don't think people on the committee are actually using the word bubble. So excessive risk-taking is sort of a code word for bubble, if you will.
Cutner says the Fed is also worried that financial markets will get too dependent on it if it steps up the stimulus, forgetting how to operate on their own without government help. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.